Welcome to the Organize 365 podcast. I'm your host, professional organizer, productivity expert, and motivational speaker, Lisa Woodruff. This podcast will help you embrace progress over perfection and create lasting functional organizing in your home. I have so much to share with you, so let's get started. Stephanie Ardoin, welcome to the Organize 365 podcast.
Hi, I'm so glad to be here.
You helped us so much last spring as we were preparing for the book tour and Monique was getting overwhelmed and you're like, Monique, whatever you need, I could just help out. I can pitch in. And Monique kept getting more unexpected blessings in her life of her son just was going to get married like in less than 2 months and all these other opportunities were coming her way. And you were like, I could just take this. I can help you. And so we were like, great. Stephanie, could you please take on the Workbox Facebook group and the co-working time that we do on Friday? And you were like, yeah, I'm totally up for it. So thank you so much for helping us out.
Absolutely. I am. I'm excited about it.
So I would love to learn a little bit more about you. And in these podcast episodes that we have coming up in the next few weeks, Stephanie's will be the first one. And then you're going to hear from a lot of the people who have decided to partner with Organize 365 as certified organizers. They're all independent business owners, which is so what I wanted. Like, I didn't want a direct sales company where everyone did everything exactly the same. I wanted everyone to take the organizational, basic foundational tools that I knew worked and then add their unique spin to it. So Stephanie, you're the first one in this series. So I'm going to have you kick it off with, how did you even find me in Organize 365?
Well, actually, It was in the spring of 2018. And I have a physician that I worked with in the medical practice I was in. And she and I would work together. I would go to her house and help her organize things. And I would organize her papers for her office. And, you know, we always did that thing. And she was listening to your podcast. And so she says, you have got to hear this podcast. You would love it. I know you would love it. And so I said, well, of course, let me start listening to the podcast. And that's how I got it the very first time. She still listens to it today. I talked to her last night and she had just listened to your latest podcast.
Well, she'll be so pleasantly surprised when she sees you're the one interviewed on the podcast. She's like, hey, and then she hears that she's responsible for that. So yay. Thank you.
Yes, it was great.
So tell us your personal paper and work organization dream. Like, how did you end up organizing for a physician? Like, where did that come from? How did you get organized to begin with?
Well, to start with, I'm one of those people that I organize things for as long as I can remember. That was just my thing. I love to organize everything. I love to categorize everything. My favorite shopping was an office supply store. We used to get office supply catalogs. I love to look at all the catalogs. Yes, it was just my favorite thing to do. And when I was trying to decide what I wanted to go to school for, my parents were in healthcare and I liked the healthcare setting, but it had to be business because I had to be able to have office supplies to play with. I mean, I couldn't work for something that I didn't have office supplies. And so
think about that.
Being a nurse or something like that, you don't really get that. You have to just see patients. So I wanted a mix of both. And so I went to school for health information administration. And with that, I came right out of college and started working for a medical practice. And I was there for over 30 years. And it requires a ton of paper, mm-hmm. also a ton of digital. You have to organize it. You have to organize workflows, processes. There's people in there to make sure things are working. And honestly, that was my favorite part of the job. That's what I liked the most to do was getting all of that organized, getting the workflows right, making sure the paper was, you know, at a minimum and that they were using it correctly. So yeah, that's where it all started for me.
Well, personally, your paper was always organized. You never felt there was a time in your life where the paper part got overwhelmed for you.
I really didn't personally. Certainly as a business, there were things in the business that we had to, where there was a lot of paper and we had to start deciding how do we trim this down? How do we get it all scanned in or make it digitize it, whatever we had to do with it. So there were times in the business that we went through that there were longer periods that we had to spend to organize that paper.
Yeah. So why did you decide to partner with us in the Sunday Basket certification?
Well, so of course I started listening to the podcast. We were driving back and forth from Louisiana to South Carolina to visit our kids. And so I had a lot of time in the car. So my husband had to listen to it too. And so that's what we listened to, this podcast. So the first thing after I listened to that one, to your regular podcast for a little bit, I found the Sunday Basket one. And I said, oh goodness, well, let me listen to this. So I listened to the whole thing, pretty much in a trip, you know. And once I listened to that, I thought, all right, I need to have this. I've got to have this Sunday Basket. So one of my downfalls to all of the office supply stuff is I love to get new systems and, oh, what is this? Let me get this. It's exciting. So of course I wanted to get a Sunday Basket. And so I got the Sunday Basket. I had been listening to that. And then I found you had the Professional Organizers Think Tank mm-hmm. one. I was listening to that one. And after listening to that one, I found that you had a boot camp in September 2018. So this was spring. So it was just a few yes. months later. I saw that you had a boot camp coming up. And so I thought, okay, I am going to sign up for that boot camp because since I was living in Louisiana at the time, I planned to move to South Carolina and I hadn't decided what I was going to do yet. I thought, well, you know, I can go into medicine stuff. That would be easy. I could, you know, just find something similar to what I was doing, but why not do something that I loved? I mean, this was my opportunity to find something and be able to do something that I love. And so, you know, after being in that same job for 30 years. And so what I did was after listening to the podcast and, you know, the one and finding out about the September boot camp, I scheduled for the September boot camp, and then I went on August 20th, 2018. I opened my company. So I started my company on the 20th, and then I got certified in the Sunday Basket August 29th because I did the things that I needed to do that. And then I went to your boot camp September 28th, and then I moved to South Carolina on October 15th and really started the business. So it was boom, boom, boom. And so since I've been here in South Carolina, that's what I've been doing is that business. Of course, I've had other little, you know, jobs to keep things going, but that's where I've been building the businesses since then. So it was the Sunday Basket certification that started my professional organizing business.
Oh, that's so cool. So what I love about this is two things. One, I have lots of ideas and I start lots of things. And we've gone through the podcast. We've tried to eliminate anything that's not current, but I still have a lot of new ideas and I start things and don't necessarily keep going on them. And so the boot camps, and there are also things that work well in certain seasons of your business and not in other seasons of your business. So the boot camp used to be when people would come to Cincinnati and there would usually be like 12 people. And we talk all about professional organizing. It was for certified organizers. This past summer, when we did the book tour, we had certified organizer meetups in 5 different cities across the country. Those kind of replace what was the old boot camp. It didn't have any like formal instruction from me, but it was the ability for certified organizers with like mindsets to get together over the course of the summer. So number one, if you like an idea I have, you might want to jump on it because it might go away. I don't do that as much now as I did in the beginning, but you know, since you were back in 2018, things came and went a lot back then. The other thing is I talk a lot. So there is a whole nother podcast. If you guys have not found it and you are a professional organizer or are thinking about being a professional organizer, I have another podcast called Professional Organizers Think Tank. I think it has less than 20 episodes now. The most evergreen ones, when I started my professional organization business in 2012, I just needed free resources. Like I had no money to even buy books. I for sure didn't have money for a membership. And I didn't even know if this was how I was going to be able to make money. So I really walked through how I started my professional organization business. You should have to pay $500 to listen to that podcast. I'm just saying. So if you're a professional organizer, you're going to get a lot of good information for free on that. The Sunday Basket podcast used to be a whole bunch of episodes, maybe 30 episodes. Now it's just one. You can go find the Sunday Basket podcast. It's just one episode that is really clear, concise, what the Sunday Basket is, how to get started. And then when you get your Sunday Basket inside of your online portal, we have some of the additional ones like step one, step two, step three. I think there are maybe 8 episodes of that Sunday Basket podcast inside of the portal. And the other ones either have been turned into Organized 365 podcasts or they're just gone because you know me. So there's my sister is our director of operations and she worked here for 18 months And then she found out that I had all of these other programs in the beginning of the company that I don't have now. Like, I used to build websites for people. I did coaching. And she's like, unbelievable. Like, how long can you be in Organize 365 and then find a whole nother course or program that Lisa did in the past that we didn't know about? She's still today. She's like, finding new courses that I did back in 2012 and 13 and 14 and 15. She's like, there's so much content. I'm a teacher. And so I just love to produce content. So some of those things have stayed around. Some have gotten absorbed into other programs and some are just gone. So whenever you join the Organize 365 journey, each journey is a little different depending on what Lisa ideas are floating in my head.
Yeah, well, my certification did change like midway because it was going to be something. And then when I signed up, it changed into something else, but it didn't matter to me. Just let me get it. I'm good.
Well, the Workbox certification is case in point. Like, we haven't even launched that to the public yet, but that the paper solution certification, where you could do paper organizing retreats, which we're going to talk about next, used to include workboxes. And now we are relaunching our workbox this month. And we have really taken the workboxes to what we call 110%. And so now we just have one business related workbox instead of all these different individual workboxes. When we made that shift, we changed the certification and we divided it into the paper solution certification, anything that's in the paper solution book, and the Friday business workbox certification, which you were in, which, you know, I often say that I change things, but I don't double charge you for them. So you were part of the awesome mastermind of people who are already working with companies with workboxes. We pulled you guys into a 5-month mastermind where we met for 3 hours each month. And you guys literally helped me create the workbox that we're rolling out this month together. I just believe that we're all better together. Like, some of the ideas you guys had in that mastermind that we implemented, I would have never thought of in a million years on my own. And they're probably going to end up being some of the best pieces of that Friday Workbox mastermind. And I love that idea of bringing bright, smart, talented people together, not worrying about competition and seeing what we can collaborate and make better. And so now we have a Workbox certification that we haven't even opened, and we have 12 people that are certified because they helped us create it. We'll be opening that in October if you're interested. All right. So what do you like most about your workshops and retreats? Because you are certified as a Sunday Basket certified organizer to do the Sunday Basket workshop. And then you have the additional paper solution certification, so you can do paper organizing retreats. And you have the new what's coming out workbox certification, so you can go into businesses and do workshop retreats for anyone who's in a business, but also help small businesses put the workbox into their whole company.
Well, really just what you said, we are better together. So when we're doing workshops and retreats, multiple people are in there. Everyone has a different perspective on things. They will share their ideas. People are learning from other people. I mean, even though I may be running a workshop, I'm still learning something from other people that are in the workshop. That's one of my favorite parts of workshops and retreats. The other piece is, you know, years ago, I did Creative Memories too.
And, oh, did you?
Yes, I did.
That's got to be the common denominator.
Right. And so I made my best albums going to a workshop. That's when I made my best albums. And I find the same thing with the retreats, whether we're physically going to a retreat or we're virtually doing a retreat. Because even when I'm virtually doing a retreat, then my house knows that the doors are closed, I'm in the middle of something, and we're working on it. And that gives me the opportunity and everyone else in there the opportunity to have focused time to work. We know what projects we're trying to get done, and we're going to get those projects done because that's our goal for the day. Whereas if I'm trying to do it here and there, you're not getting as much done. Mm-hmm. Piecemealing it is just not getting as much done. And so that's what I really love about the workshops is most of my projects are getting accomplished during that time.
Yeah. Do you see the similarities between Creative Memories and this?
Like, yes, for sure.
Yeah. It's just, Creative Memories, those workshops were just so magical. Like, I just loved my Creative Memories experience. But this has a different gravity to it. Like, what I loved about our Creative Memories workshops was you'd be making these lasting memory albums that would last long beyond you were going to be here because they were archival quality. They would last 200 years. And while there were occasionally times where we helped, like, there was a consultant on our team who got cancer and she had 5 kids and she ended up passing away and we helped her make her albums. Like, we had some of those experiences. I feel like when you're helping people organize their paper, like at least when you're organizing the photos, like we're doing adoption albums, celebration albums, and it's a fun girls' night out. The paper organizing is much more of a, I'm doing this for my family's benefit in the future, and also for my current future self, so that I have a more easier flow day to day, not necessarily because I cannot wait to get my papers organized in a binder and just look at it at night. Like, there isn't like a joy of looking at your binder when it's done, like there is a scrapbook, but there is a sense of accomplishment, preparation, and really serving your family today and in the future that is important. Not always necessarily urgent, but extremely important.
It's a need versus a want. I mean, you know, the photo albums have been more of a want, and this is a need. And so there's still that same drive to get something done for either side, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. So we're trying to make it as fun and community. So you get some of that want in with the need that we all have. You know, each certified organizer that has joined the certification program has a uniqueness to them, something that is uniquely special to them. And obviously, having worked in the medical field, like, you are the person that people could ask questions about any of their medical paperwork, and you're going to have the answer or know where we can get the current answer. Would you say that's your uniqueness, or do you also have additional uniquenesses that you want to share beyond that?
I do have a digital uniqueness. So yes, the medical side, of course. I mean, that many years in medicine, and it's really the paperwork, the business side of medicine is what my degree was in. And so certainly that's a biggie for me. But the digital side has been really something that I love to do. And, you know, most people have a hybrid system. Most people have digital and paper, and they're trying to find a happy place. You know, there's got to be a balance with that and figuring out how to make that work. And so that has been really what you and I had one last July. Well, July before last, we did a paper retreat, but it was all about binders. And so we talked a little bit about digital. I got more calls on that because people were like, wait, you do digital? Can you help me with that and the paper, you know? And so that has been a big thing for us to be able to do, to work through workflows of how do we process our paper, digitize the things that we want to, keep the things in paper that we need to, and be able to work through that. So I even created a course that I do, and it takes them from beginning to end with their paper. And inside of it, I'm using the Sunday basket. I'm using paper retreats. So we're going through the whole process to take both of their systems, clean them up, organize them, and get it priority, you know, make everything priority that needs to be. And then figuring out the systems for them, what is best. Some people think that they want everything digital and it's not best for them. So, you know, so then we have to decide, you know what, you need to keep some of these things more paper. And it could be either side. So, that's more of my specialty. That's what I enjoy doing a lot of, is helping them through that hybrid system.
And that is not my specialty. Again, and I don't even pretend that it is. I don't promise that I'm going to deliver that sometime in the future. I'm not. Like, if you're waiting for, where's Lisa's digital system? It's not coming. Like, I mean, I should never say never, but I mean, I have a lot of ideas in my head and zero of them are digital, because organization is a 3-step process. It's decluttering, it's organizing, it's increasing productivity. I am a very productive person, but I'm a very analog productive person. Now, I say that, I mean, I run my whole company on a Google Calendar. We have Google Docs for everything. I have them all organized that way. But when I sit down to plan my week, it is everything in the workbox. I print out all those Google Docs. I print out all my emails. I'm very analog. When you get to the increasing productivity, I find it is much more like coaching an individual one-on-one. It's really hard to teach productivity in a group course. Now, I could totally be wrong, but I could take thousands of people through the 100-day program step-by-step, one day at a time, or creating your Sunday basket and setting up your 1.0s and your 2.0s and your colors, and also our dashboard for the workbox, business Friday business workbox. You know, we teach you how to set it up and all these different variations. But when you want to really customize it and make it productive for you, that's a one-on-one experience. Like, it's you and a professional organizer. It's you and a weekend just laying it all out and thinking it through. It's you and a retreat with a small group of people really getting your questions answered in real time. That's super hard to do, like, in the Friday co-working time each Friday. Like, those groups are too big to do that. You're not going to get the questions answered there. The training is going to get you started. But when you want to take your productivity to 110%, you really do need a certified organizer. That's why I created the program that way, that once you see initial success, then you're like, okay, well, what if I am a digital person? What if we took it digital? Or I am, you know, I travel. What if we had like a hybrid system? And you, I'm an Android user. I'm an iPhone user. I like Windows. I like Mac. Like, it's going to be very custom.
You're right. You're right. It is. And it is very difficult. I mean, the clubs that we have, they're awesome because it's great accountability for people. And it's that piece that I talked about earlier where, you know, you're in there for a reason. You're in there to get your box done. You're in there to process it for that day. But taking it to the next step, taking it to the next level, it's very, you can't do it in those clubs. You have to do it outside of that, where you are working more focused work with an organizer, more focused work inside of a retreat where it's longer, and you have more time to discuss the different things and ask the questions. You know, there are a lot of questions that are in the club, and we all try to answer as many questions as possible, but really you can see some of them struggling, like, oh, I just don't know how to do this. And it will only help to take them to the next level if they can work with a certified organizer.
And I think so, even more in the workbox than in the Sunday basket. Because in the Sunday basket club, like, you're talking about household related things, family related things, personal related things. There are only so many household related things you can have. Even if you're in an apartment in New York or a farmhouse in Iowa, like, still you have laundry, you have like there are basic things. When you get into a business workbox, I mean, like, oh my gosh, like, the possibilities of different things that you're dealing with are everything from a solopreneur digital practice to, you know, I'm a C-suite executive in a Fortune 500. Like, is it, who knows what your role is inside of whatever company you're in, where you live, what your responsibilities are, how you're going to label those things. It's just not something that can be as general as that.
It's true. So in the workbox, when I do a Sunday basket, I don't have to ask as many questions at the beginning.
Yeah.
When I do a workbox, I have to ask a lot of questions. I need to find out what they do, who they are in their job, what their need is. You know, there's so many things. How do you process this paper? What do you do with this before I can really start working them through a workbox? But for Sunday basket, it's a lot simpler because everybody, like you said, everyone has all of these things.
Yeah. Just the, you know, the daily things you have to, and weekly things you have to do in life. Well, Stephanie, I want to thank you so much for being part of our mastermind that we had to improve our workshop offering. What did you, why did you decide to say, yeah, okay, I'll do the workbox certification. I'll join the mastermind. I'll help you guys improve this product. Like, what were you thinking when we offered you that?
Well, because I believe in it. That is why I wanted to do it. When I went to your boot camp in 2018, you talked about the workbox. And so
it didn't exist though.
But you were talking about it.
It was in my head still. It was in my head.
And so then that's kind of when I found out our processes were really similar. So, you know, I told you that at the event. I'm sure you don't remember this, but I had a repeating event in my Google Calendar every Friday at 2 p.m. Every Friday at 2 p.m. Now, what my event said was clean out email. So what that meant in my mind was it wasn't just to clean out the email, but it was the time that I would take and I would look at the week we just had. So I carried a notebook with me at the time for everything. And so I would take my notebook and I would go back to Monday and I would look through my notebook because I would make notes on there as to what I did, what I didn't do. And so I would capture anything that I had not taken care of. I was also checking email to make sure of anything that was still holding that I needed to do. And I also kept an accordion file in there that I would have projects that I would leave for the Friday because Friday was more focused, quiet time that I could work on that. And then I would look at my next week and see what I had coming up and I would prep for it. So if I had, because I had like a lot of departmental meetings or physician meetings or office meetings. And so I would prep for those meetings, make sure I ran all my reports and got them ready. I would remind anyone of anything that we had coming up the next week. And so I spent all that time on Friday afternoon. Now, sometimes it took me 2 hours, and sometimes it took me literally until midnight on Friday night that I just stayed there and
yep. care everything. Right there with you.
So that was my process to begin with. And then, of course, you know me, I love my systems. And then I hear about this system you're talking about in order to work through it. I'm like, okay, this is just great. And so that's why I feel like having the certification gives me that next step up that I need to give something to someone that they can help. It will help them to work through it. I can explain all these different things, but when you actually have a physical system to give them, I feel like it makes such a difference for them to be able to do.
And you and I are born organized people, productive, oriented people. So we had figured out this kind of system and we did it without a structured box. And I, like you, like if it takes till midnight on Friday or I'm going to spend all day Saturday, like I love organizing. I love being productive. So I'm going to do it because it's not like a burden to me. It's exciting to me. Like I'll get out different color flare pens and I'll keep going. Like I like doing it. But when you want to know why people accomplish their goals, are productive, whatever, this is why. Is because they take 90 minutes to 8 hours, whatever it takes that week to prepare for the next week. Like at the time of this recording, I just took 14 hours over the weekend just to get ahead of all these projects that I had fallen behind on in my own company over the weekend. It's just a fact of life. Like if you are going to be a productive, profitable person, you're going to move the ball forward and then the ball is going to start moving a little bit faster and then you're going to have to start running. And that planning time is not optional. Like you either take the time and plan and everything goes more smoothly, or you don't take the time and plan and everything takes longer and you have more change orders and you have more work to do. Like you're going to spend the time either way. It's recognizing you're going to spend the time either way. And you'd rather proactively be in control of it than reactively dealing with the fallout of not having taken the time to plan. And having this simple Friday workbox, this simple box with these slash pockets, reminds people who are not organizationally oriented that this is the process that you go through. And the truth is you become organization oriented. Like organization is a learnable skill. Like it's not like when babies are crawling and they learn to walk, they say, oh, well, they weren't born walkers, but they're walking now. At any time they could stop walking. Like you don't say that. Like it's a skill that you learn. Once that's why so many people, once they really get the Sunday basket, even if they weren't organized before, they're like, maybe I could be a certified organizer because now they've learned the skill and it's revolutionarily changed their life even more than it did for you and I, because for you and I, it just put words and a structure to something we were already doing. For people who are learning the skill for the first time, they're like, people live like this. Like, this is like a foreign language. Everyone I know has to learn this foreign language with me.
Yeah, no, it is. And it's true. It is learnable. There's so many people. I look at my sister. She and I are very different, but she got a Sunday basket as well. And she started going through and doing different things and she'll listen to the podcast and and it has changed the way that she does things, you know? So, it's very much a learnable skill.
So what did you like most about our mastermind collaboration?
So having a group of us discussing it all together, there's so many different options, so many different things, so many perspectives, what we can do with the workbox, working through. So as I was having different people that I was working with on a workbox and listening to the other organizers in the mastermind, they would have ideas of how I might have been struggling with something that, oh, well, I would do it this way. And so it was great to be able to share those ideas back and forth. I also love being able to give my input on how I felt about certain things. You know, it's just that getting to know each other inside of the group, being able to go to each other and learn from each other and share things. And like you said, there's not this competition that right. feel like, I mean, there's plenty of people in the world for us to help organize. And so we don't have this, oh, wait, I can't share that with you because you might steal my idea. Just last night, my daughter made this huge workbook for me and, you know, like 57 pages. And it's for the class that I'm trying to do. And Monique's doing something similar. And so I emailed it to Monique. Look what I got. Look what she did. I mean, if there was this competition that I was so worried about, I'm not going to share that thing. And that's how the mastermind was, is it gave us it gave us a friendship there amongst the other ones. And we were able to share so many different things and having that input. It was really great.
And you all service people out because of the pandemic, especially outside of where you live. Like pre-pandemic, people were focused on growing their organized 365 licensed, you know, certification where they lived. Like that's where we originally started the idea. But now, like, you literally have clients in territories of other certified organizers, but we don't look at it that way because also if someone in a different city has someone struggling with medical paperwork, they're going to gratefully say, oh, you've got to go work with Stephanie, even though you live in South Carolina. And you're going to do the same with some of the people that you have struggling with different kind of paper that someone else in the certification program is really an expert in. And I just love that free flowing, finding the answer and the solution for the person who wants to be organized, not this is my business and my territory and what I'm growing. Like, we just are not like that inside of the certification. And I'm sure people say that, but it's really true in ours. It's true. It's so true.
It really is. And it's true because I have regular people that I deal with that in California and Denver, which is a great thing because moving to South Carolina, I knew no one. And I thought, how am I going to start a business? Nobody knows me. Nobody knows what I can do. I mean, completely brand new. Everything would be a cold call. And then the pandemic hit and I got virtual stuff. And so it was great.
Yeah. Yeah. What improvement in the new Business Friday workbox are you most excited about?
The going down to a business workbox, one, not having all the different ones. I love to simplify. So I feel like having the one business box, the one education box, that is what is going to really help. Because when I would work with someone, first thing, trying to figure out what would be the best box for you? Because you're kind of a mix of this one and this one together. Yes. And, you know, should I get two? What should we do here? And so this right here, I feel like, so if we have this business workbox, then we can build onto that business workbox. When you're trying to build onto seven of them or however many, you know, it's difficult to really get a job done, to really get something done. And now with having the one, we can focus all of our energy to make sure that this business workbox is the best it can be. Yeah. You know, we can add things onto it as we need to, or do, you know, just the different retreats that we talked about, you know, as a workbox retreat, all those things will make so much more sense having everything focused into that one business workbox.
Yeah, I 110% agree. I'm super, super excited about it. Stephanie, how can people find you? Tell them the name of your business. Well, obviously, if anybody has a workbox, you already know Stephanie because she's running your co-working time on Friday. But what is the name of your business? Where are you physically located? And what social media platforms do you use the most?
So my business name is Island Organizing, and I am in Hilton Head Island, South Carolina. And my website is islandorganizing.net. And I have a free community at paperanddigitalsimplified.com, all written out. And I'm on Instagram and Facebook as Island Organizing. And I'm also on LinkedIn as Stephanie Ardoin.
And we'll have links to all of that inside of our show notes. Stephanie, thank you so much for joining us on the Organize 365 podcast. Are you ready to share your transformational story with me and the rest of the Organize 365 community? We would love to hear it. Please go to organize365.com/Wednesday and fill out an application. I cannot wait to see your application in my email inbox.